720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios in for John Williams. John back on Monday. It's a beautiful day today, but remember, it is Friday the 13th. Are you a believer? Are you superstitious? Let's talk to psychic Denise Gazzardo, who's on the phone with us. And Denise, let me just tell everybody, I've known you for, what, 25 years?
I think it's been 25 years, honestly.
25 years. Elif asks me off the air, do you really believe? Is this woman, is she for real? For real? How did you know you were a psychic? When does that happen in your life?
Oh, well, it's kind of like when you're a child. Let's say if you were, you needed glasses or you needed a hearing aid. You know, you kind of feel like you're a happy little child and you go around and you just feel like everybody perceives the world the same as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the older you get and the more you integrate in with other people outside of your, you know, the safety of your family, you start to realize, no, that's not happening. So,
Is it like the Sixth Sense, Denise, where you see dead people?
Yeah, I heard people.
You heard
when
people?
I heard people. Like, I'd go to bed, and they'd be asking me to do this or do that. And, you know, at one point, I guess my sister said that I was, like, talking to somebody. And then I realized she wasn't hearing them, my big sister. So, but I didn't see anybody really until I was about 7.
Wow.
And I don't know if that was because maybe I was prior to that, but the incident was so, you know, the neighbor man had died and the ambulance was there. And, you know, and then your parents are like walking you through what death is. And so it's like, oh, Mr. Goff isn't with us anymore. Well, the next time I went there to spend the night, because they would babysit me if my parents had to go out of town or, well, yeah, Mr. Goff was still there, so he was wandering. So I don't know. That's my first memory of, like, all right, you have adults telling you, no, they're in heaven, and then you're seeing something different, and you're like, ooh.
That's a little strange.
Right. Yeah, right.
Most people go through life. I mean, I'm looking at Michigan Avenue right now. People are staring down at their phones. They're not paying attention to things, and especially when they're in some type of situation, they always talk about, you know, the vibe you get, or you feel this tingling in your stomach. Most people just kind of ignore that, but we all have some sort of sixth sense, right?
Oh, I believe that. Oh, I have, and I have been running across young people, mothers that have been coming to me. And, you know, there was a young man here last night with his mom, 16 years old. And he's like, I don't know what to do with this. I feel like I'm going crazy. And mm-hmm. He was really gifted. And I think more and more, you know, this is evolving with this ascension process and you know, so there is a pocket of people that are paying attention.
Right.
And then you have a whole bunch of people that aren't, you're getting, oh, I don't know, give me a sign. It's like, oh, that's,
everybody wants, we all want a sign. We all want a sign. Yes.
Everybody, if you don't get your face out of your phone, maybe you get out in nature or you pay attention to your surroundings or the numbers. Like, a lot of people will get repetitive numbers. A lot of people will. I for one, are one of those people. I get coins, and I get, you know, from my personal loved ones on the other side, and I get, you know, strange encounters with animals, and they all stand for something, and right away I can assess what's coming up, and then I don't have to work so hard because the birds and the foxes and owls are all sending me things, you know.
I was just gonna ask you about that because I have a dog, Wrigley, and he tells me things, and he has a weird vibe, and when someone knocks on the door or someone comes over, it's interesting to see how dogs react to those people.
Exactly. Dogs are very intuitive to people. And children as well.
Right.
But dogs are very intuitive. All you have to do, your dog will size anybody up for you. And if you're paying attention, you know, instead of going, well, they're just being unruly. And it's like, oh, no, you have to pay attention.
We're talking with psychic Denise Gazzardo. Remember, if you can't get through on our phone lines here at WGN, you can call her and make an appointment at 815-398-398. 3983. That's 815-398-3983. 3983, or they can always find you on Facebook, right?
Exactly, yes.
Friday the 13th, is this a good day or is this a bad day?
It's a good day.
And why is it a good day?
Because we're celebrating the Cubs. So how could it be a bad day?
People freak out. There's some people that don't leave their house on days like this.
I know, it's true, but there is no reason for that. There's times that it can be a very, very lucky break for you. A preconceived notion can become a self-fulfilling prophecy like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have this, if you're sending that out, you'll be tripping and falling and running over nails in your tire. And, you know, we can somewhat guide our own path with the power of positive thinking. So, but if we're sensing, if we're going to feed into something that isn't necessarily for our greater good, well, you'll manifest it.
Well,
so we have to be conscious of what we, you know, of what we process and what we think and how we navigate with things.
It's the law of attraction. What you throw out there, you attract back to yourself, right?
So
if you're paranoid, yeah, getting out on Friday the 13th, something's going to happen to you.
You're going to get bumped on the head, yeah.
Right. So if you think you have a brand new car and you're so worried that you're going to hit something, you're going to hit something with your new car. You just can't think about that.
Or if you're going to take an Uber, then the garage roof is going to fall on it. I mean,
right. Before we go to the phones, let's do a whip around with the show. Let's start with Elif. You need a birth date and a question, right, Denise?
That's right.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the line. Elif, when's your birthday?
June 7th, 1992.
June 7th. Okay. What do you want to know?
I don't know how to
take your time. Take your time.
Where? I don't know how to put this now that I'm on the air asking it.
Is it about job, a man, what?
No. Let's just.
Okay, I'm hearing this without you asking a question, that there's some big pull to the East Coast for some reason, so I want you to kind of file that away.
What?
And yeah. So I want you to file that away and just see, because at some point that's going to be where you're headed in some time point. What was your question?
How soon is that?
Well, that's going to be up to you, because I get a feeling that there's a little bit of a pull here and a little bit of a pull there. And so, but it feels like that's all closed up by the summer of next year.
Okay,
now,
why?
That's a lot. Why?
Yeah.
Well, because you have an opportunity that presents itself that will be pretty difficult to. I mean, you can stay home. You can stay in your closet.
Yeah, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to do anything, but there will be an opportunity that presents itself from the East Coast region that will be pretty tempting.
There you go.
Okay.
So what was your question?
It was, where am I going to be money-wise a year from now?
Well,
no, that opportunity is going to set you in the right direction, most definitely. So you'll feel more secure because of what's presented to you.
But I have a good career here.
Well, just
you do.
Let it come to you. See what happens.
Good grief. Yeah.
I know. Don't fight it. I love that you're getting mad at Denise.
Don't fight it, Lucy. Yeah.
Yes. Right. She's just giving you the information. All right, Denise, we need to go to a non-believer, Steve Bertrand. Steve, when's your birthday?
My birthday is February 3rd.
February 3rd. Yeah. Okay. What do you want to know?
What's your question?
I want to know. I'm sorry. I was doing other things. I don't have a question yet.
You don't have a question?
I want to
know. Family? Money? A job?
See, I believe just enough to know I don't want my answers made public.
Well, that's, you know, you're probably being pretty smart there. So what, you could ask something random, I suppose, or you don't have to even
you got
ask
a pet,
anything else.
Anything? You don't have to ask a question. We can move on. We got callers.
Let me ask you this one then. Will my pet dog be with us this time next year?
Is there something going on with the hip or lower digestive or urinary tract or anything there?
Yeah, but I'm asking about my dog.
Oh, that was good. All right. Yeah, I was talking about your dog.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's having all kinds of issues, yes.
Okay. All righty.
Well, we all love our pets, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Yes, we sure do. Okay. I'm going to say yes, but that's because I feel like there's some options that are going to make her more comfortable or even alleviate some of the stuff. So that's I'm sticking with the positive with the pets.
Okay, well then my follow-up question is, how much are those going to cost me?
Just take out a car loan, you'll be good.
Right.
You'll be fine.
Right.
Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the line. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Denise, I'm going to take a quick break and we'll take some calls from listeners, okay?
Very good.
And remember, you can find Denise on Facebook. Just search Denise Gazzardo, or you can call her at home to make an appointment, 815-398-3983. Pete McMurray in for John Williams, 720 WGN. Pete McMurray in for John Williams on the phone with us. Psychic Denise Gazzardo. Again, if you can't get through, you can call and make an appointment at home at her number at 815-398-3983. And you're probably sad that John isn't in today because you love John Williams.
I love John. Not as much as I love you, though.
Okay, good. All right. John's got better hair, though.
I think you both have excellent hair.
All right, you ready? You ready to take some calls?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Let's go to Pam. Pam, when's your birthday?
My birthday is January 10th, 1951.
Okay, we don't need the year because women shouldn't be doing that on the radio. But, okay, January 10th, what's your question for Denise?
I am wondering if she has any insight as to where my son is heading in his work and in finding the love of his life.
Okay, and so I'm going to need his birthday so I can spy on him.
6/16.
6/16, okay.
Okay, all righty. Oh, it looks like, now did he take on some additional responsibilities with his current work, maybe back last spring, that you can recall at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They had things.
Okay. All right. So that has actually put him on the right path, even if it's a bit of a, you know, a little bit of a delay. It's like he's made the right connection, but he's still finding his way within that. So it's sort of like taking an extra class or getting an extra degree, and it's kind of been laid out for him like that. So he is doing much better. And so when we're going to look at this in a year's time, there's opportunities for him to relocate if he wants. There's going to be room for growth through what happened in the spring. It's like they're just putting him in the right placement. So I got a really good feeling about that, and more money for him, which will be good. And then I'm seeing a little Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces female coming up for him.
How long?
Oh, let's see here. He may have even crossed paths with her, but they haven't. Oh, no, it's not one of those where, like, they dated and split up or anything like that. It's
okay.
Like she's already within his orbit, but the universe hasn't, like, put them together yet. So I'm sensing it's going to be over the winter months.
Got it. All right. Thank you, Pam. Have a great day. Psychic Denise Gazzardo on the line. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to rush through this. Every line is full. Nancy, you're on with Denise. When's your birthday?
7/28.
What would you like to know?
My granddaughter is pregnant. She's 29. And we had a little bit of disturbing news. She's about 8 weeks. So I want to know, I'll give you her birth date. I want to know how this is going to go and if the pregnancy will be successful. Her birth date is 7/27.
7/27. Mm. That's always tough, especially talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, and we're kind of pushing into a health thing. So, you know, I don't want you to take anything negative from this. I do see her having a little boy. but that's sort of on the borderline of health, which I don't want. I'll do in a private reading, I'll do health all day long, but I really don't like to do that on the air. So do you have any other questions you'd like to ask before we move on?
Nancy, anything else?
Yes, I just want to know how my future looks health-wise. I mean, not health-wise. I just retired, so I want to know if that is going to go good for me.
Does she have enough money? That's all we care about, right?
Yeah.
Right. You're going to be stable, but financially stable, but I see some, there's going to be some kind of going back and forth here coming up that you may integrate into like a pattern with a warmer climate. And it feels like, it feels like it's south, and you already have some connections there. But you know, this is something that you'll transition into, you know, you'll just real carefully put your toe in the water with it. So in other words, you're not going to be bored.
You're going to be okay. All right. So let's do one more. We got Frank on the line. Frank, when's your birthday?
June 6th.
Oh. All right. So a lot of sixes today, Denise, on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Gemini's like crazy today. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, hitting the jackpot.
Frank,
okay.
You're on with Psychic Denise Gazzardo. What's your question?
My question is, today is Friday the 13th, and our family lost our uncle this morning. So being that some people feel it's a hazardous day, some people think it's a lucky day. How is this going to affect our family?
You know, there's just something about that's just resonating a little bit in a gray area. So is there something that you want to ask about yourself, possibly?
Yes. Recently, I just took on a new job. And just wanted to see if there's a blue skies on the horizon or if it's going to be a rough road.
Is it going to get better?
Much better. All right. Are you in the 3-month mark yet?
The 3 months, okay. As far as what?
Have you hit 90 days at the new job?
Oh, yes. It's been close to a year.
Okay. All righty. So I'm going to go 3. So it'd be November, December, January, just after the first of the year. Everything's going to really start to click for you. It feels like they maybe they have another idea for what they'd like to do, how they would like to utilize your skills. And so I want you to pay attention to transitions that are happening in the month of January, like January, February, because there's room for growth.
Keep your radar up, basically.
Yeah.
The health and baby questions are tough over the radio. Remember, you can always call Denise, make an appointment, and she'll do it in a private reading. You're the best. Friday the 13th. What are you doing today?
I am going to start decorating for Halloween finally, because finally it feels Halloweenish out.
Of course.
With my granddaughter.
And coming up after 2 o'clock, here's the connection. This is funny. Psychic Denise Gazzardo, who lives in Rockford, okay? Brett Baer is coming on. We're going to talk about the president. And Brett, of course, worked in Rockford. That's where I met him, you know, 25 years ago with you.
Right.
Yes. You know Baer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he's coming up next. Again, Denise's number, 815-398-3983. Or you can find her on Facebook, Psychic Denise Gazzardo. You're the best. Have a great weekend, Denise.
Hey, you too. Take care.
All right. It's 720 WGN.